So right now we're talking with Margaret Enos from the Maryland Zoo in Baltimore. How are you doing, Margaret?
I am doing very well, and we have some happy news to talk about.
Yes, so there is a new animal at the zoo. It's a Colobus monkey, is that correct?
That is correct. It is just a few days old. We don't know the sex of the baby yet.
This is the second monkey that the pair has had.
It is their second one in just under a year. Our other Colobus baby, Gonzo, was born last April, and the new baby was born just a few days ago. And it's not entirely unexpected. We just had not anticipated breeding quite so soon.
That's really nice. And is it a part of like a new initiative that the zoo is doing where they're trying to increase that population of monkeys?
That is correct, yes. And we do want to grow the size of our troop here at the zoo. So this is a great step for us.
And the population is decreasing a lot. And why is that?
They are decreasing. They are not considered endangered at this point, but they are certainly a vulnerable species. They live in the forested areas in Central Africa where there is a lot of population pressure. They are facing certainly a lot of habitat loss, which is a great problem for them. And then there are also other issues like the bushmeat trade. But habitat loss is probably their biggest threat at this point.
So do you think that the zoo is planning on having more of this breed?
Definitely, yes. They do live in troops in the wild. Typically, you would find a male with maybe up to about 9 or 10 females and their offspring. We won't have a troop quite that size at the zoo because of the space that we have available. But we would like to have a good size troop and to continue breeding them.
Is it okay for visitors to actually see the animal now as well?
Yes, he is on exhibit. They are in the chimp forest here at the zoo, and we would love visitors to come by and see the new baby. Right now, a lot of the time, the baby is with the mother or with the other female that we have in the exhibit, and it can be a little tricky to spot the baby, but we do also have the one-year-old Gonzo who is very active at the moment, so there will certainly be something for visitors to see and enjoy.
That's perfect. Well, thank you so much, Margaret, for taking time to speak with me today. And congratulations again on your new resident.
Thank you very much.